Bible to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, amen? You know, it's really good to get here on time, man. You get that music going on. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, we talked about keys last week. I'm going to read that again to you this morning, verses 13 to 20. Bible says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do the people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. What about you all, he said? Who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church in the gates of Hades. Anybody working against hell this week? I'll tell you. You got to push it back. Can I get a witness on that? Gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys. The kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord, and we have got challenges in our lives. Can I get a witness on that part? Yes, Lord. We have got challenges. Lord, we have obstacles. We are heavy laden, Lord. We are burdened. We are battling against the forces of darkness, the battling against the forces of hell, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we have keys, Lord, that you give us keys to kingdom power, Lord, that we can overcome kingdom challenges and find kingdom victory, Lord. I pray this morning, Lord, Lord, that you give us wisdom, Lord, that you give us the ability to grab onto truth, Lord, that our faith would grow, that we can move in the things of the kingdom. We can find truth, we can find faith, and we can find victory. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, 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 amen. Well, God is indeed good. We're talking about keys last week, talking about keys this week, and I think I got to tell you about keys. Can I tell you about keys? Because sometimes we get the keys, and we mess things up. And I got a witness on that. My son and I know, we're working restoring the Super 88, and it had been it's about 30% Bondo on that car, and sanded, painted, it was shined up, it was looking good. My son had decided that, yes, he wanted to put that car on display for his girlfriend. And he said, Dad, I want to start up the Super and pull it out. And I thought, sure thing, because that battery was dead as a doornail. And indeed, yes, it was. It's been sitting for 6 months. And, Dad, the battery's dead. Oh, my, what are we going to do? And so he decided that he would push the car out on our driveway to wash it and shine it and display its glory. And unbeknownst to him or I or his girlfriend who was sitting in the car, in that 6 months, not only did the battery die, but the brake fluid had drained out. And so he began to push that car out, and we live on a hill.
Yes, we do.
And the driveway is quite steep. And he began to push it out, and it began to gather speed. And I heard, oh, oh, crash. And indeed, my son had pushed that, turned the key, pushed that car down, and it gained speed, and it had gone across the road, and it had crashed right into my neighbor's new truck. Well, not new truck, with a new paint job, because he was trying to sell it. And so we were able to not only have an Oldsmobile 1963 Super 88, but we were also able to buy my neighbor's truck. Sometimes you get the keys and things are just messed up. Can I get a witness on that? So maybe you had a challenging week. We're in a series called The Message of the Master. And we looked at chapter 16, right out of chapter 16 today. And indeed, God gives us kingdom keys to experience kingdom power so we can have kingdom victory. Can I get a witness on that? And we come to our scripture today, and it is 6 days later. And I'm wondering how you did in these last 6 days. Were you experiencing kingdom power? Were you experiencing kingdom victory? Because some of you were, and you are rolling with the kingdom, but some of you missed it. Got the keys, and things are just a little bit messed up. Amen? See, you can miss the kingdom moves, and when you do, you gotta catch up. My question for you, have you been moving in the kingdom, or have you been missing it? Because some see the glory, and some not so much. Some like Joe. Some like Joe, we're messing our lives up so much that we can't even see what's going on in the kingdom. Now, perhaps, I mean, the Lord will meet you in your challenge, even when you make your own challenges. And because he wants to reveal himself to you, but it's like baby steps. You know, because for you to really experience kingdom power, you're going to have to be moving through kingdom challenges and not self-made challenges. Can I get a witness on that? Now, there's a little learning curve to go on how to use those keys and not trash everything around you. And one of the big problems we've got and we struggle with is we take the keys and we try to take that kingdom power and move it towards us. And when you do that, you live a life of baby faith and baby steps. And you miss kingdom moves. When you miss kingdom moves, you've got to work on catching up. Amen? Title of the message today, Kingdom Moves. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go to the Mount of Transfiguration today. And it is a turning point in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we go to the mountaintop, and we're going to take a look at this message. Verses 1 through 3 of Matthew 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Now, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to this mountaintop to reveal his glory. He leaves the other disciples at the bottom of the mountain. Peter, James, and John are taking some steps that the rest of the disciples aren't ready for yet. They're taking some big steps. Now, the other disciples are at the bottom of the mountain, and they got opportunity that they're moving through. And wherever you're at, I mean, you give your life to the Lord last week, you give your life to the Lord 15 years ago. Wherever you're at, the Lord has kingdom moves especially designed for you. Can I get a witness on that? I hope you're able to catch them this week. Peter, James, and John ready for bigger steps than the other disciples. And they're being stretched. They're being stretched to the breaking point with what Jesus reveals to them. And it would have just gone right over the heads of the disciples that he left down at the bottom of the hill. And there's no way that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders of the day, would have even been able to grab on to any of this. And the masses would have been utterly and totally confounded. And sometimes the message that the Lord has, it's just for you. You know, he says, don't tell anybody. This is for us. He gives them a glimpse of his glory. Many times, Lord comes near to us. And we struggle with what he has. These guys, they struggle with putting it all together. They struggle with the meaning and the understanding. And so much of the kingdom is more than we can understand. And we really can't imagine what we're seeing. And that happens to Peter, James, and John. They eventually come to realize how great Jesus' sacrifice was to come to this earth and how great his humility. I mean, they end up catching up with this vision, but they are missing it. And when you miss the move of the kingdom, you got to work to try and catch up. Amen? Because sometimes you'll see it in the rear of your mirror and you go, oh, wow. I got to work on putting this together. And that's what's happening on the mountaintop. Verses 4 through 8, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. That's a good thing. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified, but Jesus came to them and touched them, and he said, get up. He said, don't be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except for Jesus. And we see Peter missing the move, and we see these disciples on the top of the mountain missing the move, not comprehending what God has. And they're chosen on purpose. And Moses and Elijah, they show up for a purpose as well. It's not like Moses and Elijah are just strolling along and said, oh, hey, look, there's Jesus. You know, I really thought about this week, you know, I thought that this was kind of a surprise to Jesus. You know, hey, Jesus, look what we're going to do. This is a revelation to you. No, Peter, James, and John were selected to have revelation of kingdom glory to them, and Moses and Elijah are there for a purpose as well. You think, okay, why are they there? Well, Moses stands for the law, right? He wrote the law, Exodus, Leviticus, all that stuff. Elijah comes as a forerunner to the prophets. And perhaps you have heard referenced all the law and the prophets. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 40, Jesus speaking says, all the law and the prophets hang on these 2 commandments. Which 2 commandments? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself, right? All the law and the prophets, it is this phrase that describes the teaching in the Old Testament. And what you got then is you have Moses and you have Elijah referencing the law and the prophets, and they point to the coming Messiah, and they point to the coming glory of the kingdom of God. And it is a message for Peter, James, and John. And they miss it. I mean, Peter says, hey! Sometimes when you miss it, it's good to just be quiet for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, well, what's going on here? Well, Peter ain't going to be quiet ever. He says, hey, it's good for us to be here. We'll make 3 shelters, one for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses. And what he does is he groups them all together where the display is how different that Jesus is. They miss the move of God, and now they got to catch up. Amen? Amen? Dave Ward, come on up here.
Glory.
Oh, sorry.
Hallelujah.
That's okay. I'm just trying to come up with new words that they can copy. All right, Dave, we talked for a minute. How old are you?
62.
Talking to Mike.
62.
62 years old. And you gave your life to the Lord, you said, 3 years ago. 2013, oh, 5 years ago. All right. So you've been missing the Lord for a long time.
Long time.
Took that mic a little bit closer there, babe. There
long
you
time. Go. Long,
long time.
Time.
And so Dave spent his life missing the Lord, now struggling to catch up. And Dave, you are doing the daily reading logs. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And you've been doing that for 3-4 months now?
4 months.
4 months. And it just like magic, right? Just flowing right into your brain, understand everything that's written?
No. Not at all.
Hey, you know, it's not like reading the comics. Yeah. It's not like going on YouTube and finding a 35-second little spiff that you're just be able to go, oh, I'm going to watch another one. Oh, I'm going to watch another one. It's like work, man. Half this book is 2,000 years old, and the rest of it's 3,000 years old. Majority of it's written in Hebrew, a third of it, 40% of it written in Greek. Different cultures, different everything. And so you were struggling, trying to catch up with the moves of the kingdom. Amen?
Right. Couldn't understand.
And you were praying. What were you praying?
Asking for understanding, because I've never been able to read and comprehend anything in my life. So I've had a struggle. So I was asking for help and by praying and asking for help in my reading. And as I was reading on Proverbs, 2, there it was, 1-6. There was my answer telling me that I've been asking for it. He gave me the answers because I've been understanding in the past few months of what I've been reading.
Now let me read. Let me read. Because he's praying, Lord, I don't get it. I don't understand. And Proverbs 2, 1-4, it says, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight, and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Now, you read that, and that was on May 26th. I looked on the reading log, and what happened?
I started crying. Literally, I had stopped, took my glasses off, even said to George, I said, this just hit me. It just hit me that he's been watching over me and he's answering my prayers, because here it is. I mean, I came back months ago and I had nothing. And all I did was come to church and pray. And now I have a place to live. I've got the best rent in the world and no troubles.
Hallelujah. No troubles?
I have a few, but you know, work in progress, right?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Dave. I'll tell you, man, you can be missing the moves of the kingdom, but you can catch up. It'll take some time. It'll take some time. Amen. It'll take some effort. You'll work on it, and it gets better, just like with Dave. Now, how many people is getting better? Amen? It's still a work in progress. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm working at it. It's good. All right. Get back up to the mountaintop. Find out that Jesus is different. What I did, and we just read verses 4-8. I'm going to come back to 5. And this is what God the Father says coming out of, I feel bad. But we were supposed to set up a live, oh, you got it. Oh, I feel good. All right. So we're doing a live Facebook today for Lori, because she's in such incredible pain. So, Lori, we're praying for you. Bow your heads with me. Lord, we pray for Lori, your healing touch, Lord, that you meet her this morning. She's going to surgery tomorrow, Lord, that you would touch her back, straighten her back, got rods and screws going in, Lord, that you are her healer. We thank you, Lord, that you work through surgeons and nurses and rehab and all that kind of stuff. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. God has gone before us. Hallelujah. All right. So verse 5 is God the Father speaking out of the cloud, talking about how Jesus is different. It says, while Peter was still speaking, missing it, God speaks from the cloud. He says, this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. And this is the message that the Father has for Peter, James, and John. And we can gather some stuff. He says, this is my son. And we see God the Father referencing God the Son. It points us right into the Trinity. Third person of the Trinity is God the Holy Spirit. Okay? And it's a complex thought. It talks about, the Bible describes our God as one God. and yet having three distinct personalities, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, each distinct from the other, yet never acting independently from one another. Now, I could preach all day just on the Trinity, and you can look it up. It'll take a little bit of time. It says, I love my Son, and we see the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. And that word there is agape. It is a sacrificial relationship. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Can I get a witness on that? And he gave his Son to go to the cross that we might believe in him and have eternal life. Amen? And God so loved us that he gave his Son, and the Son so loved the Father, and he so loves us that he came so that he could go to the cross. Amen? And so that is love. That is sacrificial love. And each one supporting the other. He says, I am well pleased with my Son. There is no tension between the Father and the Son, as I had a little tension when my Son backed the Super 88 into that truck. I said, you're going to paint that truck, son. And he did. Yes. John 5:19. Jesus gave them this answer, very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And we see that the Son willingly submits to the Father. He says, listen to him. Sometimes we hear, but we don't listen. You know what I'm saying? When you're listening, you won't miss the moves of the kingdom. Let's continue on. Verses 9 through 13. As they were coming down the mountain, all right, Jesus instructed them, don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son has been raised from the dead. Yeah. And the disciples said, why did the teacher, guys, don't tell anybody about this until I am raised from the dead. What about Elijah? There's a bit of a disconnect there. Can I get a witness on that? They said, why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? And Jesus replies, to be sure Elijah comes and will restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come. And they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. And in the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. And they realized that he was talking about John the Baptist. And we see how much the disciples, the inner circle, Peter, James, and John, struggle with the truths of the kingdom. They see the glory of God, and they struggle with the minutiae that's behind them. Because when you miss the kingdom, sometimes you get to work hard to catch up. Amen? Not three shelters. Peter, you're missing the whole thing. Don't tell anybody. Why? Why the secrecy? Well, they're getting blown out. Peter, James, and John cannot fathom this. And if they share the glory of the kingdom with the disciples, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the crowd, it's going to derail the whole trip to the cross. This display is for them. Now, Jesus' grand display of his discipleship comes as a resurrection, which will happen in just a short time. You got the crucifixion, okay? You got the resurrection. You have the ascension, which is Acts chapter 1, where Jesus goes to heaven. And you have the return, okay? We got these four events. Jesus describes the fourth event, chapter 16, verse 27. The Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. And so what Jesus is doing, before the crucifixion, before the resurrection, before the ascension, he is giving Peter, James, and John a glimpse of his glory that he will come back in. And they miss it. They struggle with it. And they ask him about Elijah. What's going on? How does all this work? Jesus says, John the Baptist came. He was Elijah. He brings a message of repentance and restoration, a preparation for the Messiah, and the rulers of the law reject him and kill him in the same way that rejected and killed all the Old Testament prophets. He is the final Old Testament prophet. And what he does is he is a lightning rod for the cultural need of a Messiah, of a Savior. And he says, as I come, they'll do the same to me. The kingdom, the church, Jesus is building the church, and gates of Hades will not prevail against it. But the gates of Hades are doing pretty good in our culture. Amen? I saw this story yesterday. It's not bigotry to believe homosexuality is a sin. If you were here when I talked Wednesday night on Romans chapter 1, we talked about that. You can read. It'll take a little time. But you can read about that. It is Gay Pride Week in Indianapolis this week. And the coaches and trainers at the CrossFit gym decided to have a gay pride workout in celebration of the event. Sorry, let me kill this wind tunnel I got up here. Whoa, that's more wind tunnel. They sent out an email. The owners discovered, or the owners were made aware of the outreach event and canceled it. And they sent out this email, a foundational detractor from health, as we believe God sets the parameters for, is pride. Say, a foundational detractor from health is pride. We believe that true health forever can only be found within humility, not pride. And humility is seeing oneself as they truly are and as God truly defines them to be. And as a business, we will choose to deploy our resources towards those efforts and causes that line up with our own values and beliefs. And they were championed in Indianapolis. Hallelujah. Hardly. All the coaches and trainers quit. They were forced to close their doors. And one of the head VPs at CrossFit, this guy Russell Berger, tweeted out, support. That's the word I was looking for, support. Tweeted out support of the gym owners. He was like the knowledge guy. He was the guy that was on social media talking to CrossFit and everything. They fired him. And so this event that celebrates freedom and liberty and tolerance shows none. And this serves as a lightning rod of how much our culture needs a Messiah. Those owners, this guy Roger Berger, Russell Berger, they're in on kingdom moves. And sometimes those moves will cost you. Amen? Amen. Last thing I got for you. Disciples, I mean, I'll tell you, chapter 17 is a challenge for these disciples. Go to the bottom of the hill. Disciples also missed the move. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus, knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. This dad's got a demon-possessed son, and he is coming for some spiritual assistance. And incredibly, he comes to the exact right place, but can find no solution. Disciples had been given the power to drive out and cast out demons, but they can't do it. And so often our culture is looking for assistance, but we got the keys and we can't turn the lock. And Jesus is disappointed, to say the least. You unbelieving and perverse generation. They have a failure of faith. Their failure of faith is a result of their failure to recognize the truth of the kingdom. More truth leads to more faith. And more faith leads to more power. Kingdom power. Kingdom moves. Amen? You can say amen. That's okay. Jesus reveals himself to us, and so often, like the disciples, we miss it. We have the keys of the kingdom. We run into spiritual problems, and we can't handle them. And just like the disciples, we miss the kingdom moves. When you miss the move, you got to catch up. Last thing. Verses 19 and 20. Disciples came to Jesus in private. Why couldn't we drive out the demon? Jesus said, because you have so little faith. You had faith as a mustard seed. You know, that word little there, translated, not the greatest translation, means poor or weak. If you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And you see that the disciples are struggling with faith. They miss the kingdom move. They didn't understand why. Jesus says, it's an issue of your faith. Poor faith, weak faith. Not so much little faith. He says, with a little bit of faith, you can move a mountain. Jesus gives them the keys to the kingdom for kingdom challenges, kingdom power, and kingdom victories. And he's expecting us to move into these challenges and to bring victory after victory. He says, greater things are you going to do than me. Because I'm going to the Father and you're going to grab onto me, but you got to have a grip. If you've got a weak grip, if you've got a poor grip, you're not going to be able to do anything. They miss it because their faith is weak. They miss it because their faith is weak. They experience the crucifixion. They experience the resurrection. They experience the ascension. And you see these men, if you spend some time in this book, you see these men with such poor and weak faith grow into spiritual giants. Because they miss the move and they catch up. You don't have to stay where you're at. You can find fullness. We look in chapter 17 of Matthew, and I'm telling you, there's just a pattern of misses that happen in the lives of the disciples, and perhaps there's a pattern of misses that happen in your life, but you don't have to stay there. You can have had the last 6 days, the worst spiritual days of your life, and you can leave them behind. You can catch up, grab onto the things of the kingdom. I tell you what, Laura, looking on Facebook, I bet she's had a rough 6 days. And he can't even move. The pain is so bad. I tell you what, you grab onto the kingdom. You're even catching up on truth. Hallelujah. The misses are not the end. How you doing this week? They caught up. When you miss it, it's because your faith is weak or poor. Catching up on the kingdom. At least you can come up and play. Two things I'm going to talk to you about catching up to the kingdom today. You're going to take some time. You're going to take a risk. Take some time. Well, truth will build your faith. Amen. 20 minutes a day. Dave's doing it. Sandra, grab one of these. You know what? I keep one of these. I got a yellow one. I keep one of these in my Bible. I've had it in there for years. It doesn't do any good sitting in your Bible. You got to take it out. Crack that Bible open. There's every day of the year. Take it 20 minutes. Read it. If you missed yesterday, do today's first. Okay? Catch up later. Get on track today. Get on track tomorrow. You can go to the City Heights Assembly Facebook page every day except for Sunday. I have a review of the reading. So if you've got some questions, I'll give you an overview. If I think it's really, I'll just say this is plain stuff, man. You can probably get this. And you can, I don't know how to do a Facebook messenger. Don't message me on Facebook. I don't know how to do it. I told them at the board meeting, I don't have any friends. You know, I got all this stuff. I don't need more stuff. So if you ask me to be your friend, I'm not going to say yes. It's not because I don't want you to be my friend. I just can't handle any more stuff. I didn't even know. She said, see it on the wall. I didn't even know what that is. You can see it on the wall. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. But you want to catch up to the kingdom. Take some time. Take some time. Take some time. Crack this book. It's not like YouTube. It's not like the comics. It's hard. I'm telling you, you've never read this book before. You will read it for a month and not understand much. Holy, you say, come just like Dave did. Lord, show me your book. And he will help you. It takes a while to dig down deep and catch up. Amen? Take some time. You want to catch up. You're here today and you don't want to catch up. It's okay. You don't have to do nothing. You can miss the kingdom moves. You can take baby steps. You can be trashing your life. You can be making stupid choices and you can continue in that. Say, that's what I want. Yeah, Pastor, I want that. I want to be stupid in my life. Who wants to be stupid in their life? I see that hand. Yeah, let me be ignorant. I want to be ignorant. Nobody wants to do that. You want to make a change? It will take some time. Now, if you want to build your faith, you got to take a risk. Woo! Because God doesn't call you to something that you can do on your own. Can I get a witness on that, Aaron Buzz? Oh, he's going to call you something you can't do on your own. And it takes faith to do that. Now, he's going to call you to do something little the first time. And you're going to grab onto the kingdom. You're going to turn those keys, get some power, and you're going to have a spirit, little tiny spiritual victory. And you know what you're going to do? You go, whoo. Oh, yeah. Right? And then the next time, he's going to show you a little bit bigger one. Right? And you're going to grab those keys, turn that lock, get that power, get that victory. Go, whoo. And you are going to begin to step, big steps, big steps. You're going to be like Peter, James, and John, go to the mountaintop ready for a big step. And you'll probably miss some. That's okay. Catch up. It's all about the Lord revealing his truth to you. Grab as much as you can get and catch up. Can I get a witness on that? All right. Worship team's going to come up. Actually, wait. Hold on. You're here this morning, and you got none of this. You got none of this. You are not a disciple of Christ. The Lord is speaking to you this morning and saying, "You're not. I don't know you. You are not my child. You're not in on this. You're not part of the kingdom. But I reached down from the very throne room of God this morning with a nail-pierced hand. I died on a cross to bring you into my family." He's letting you know this morning you are not part of his family, and he's letting you know that you can make a change right now. He says, "I'll let you in. I paid for you to come in. And if you want to, you lay down your life, and I'll give you my life, a brand new life, and you can start catching up to the kingdom. And I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you." You're here this morning, and God is speaking right to your heart. You know, you're thinking this whole message, you're going, "Oh, don't say my name." It's just for you. It's like you're on a mountaintop, and God is revealing his glory to you, and he says, "Do you want any part of this? I died for you. You can die for me." Nobody looking around. That's you this morning. I just want you to slide your hand up and say, "That's me. I want to know the Lord. I want to be part of his family." See that hand? Somebody else would say, "That is me this morning over here." Anybody else would say, "That is me. I want to be like I am. I don't want to be missing this anymore." Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah, right here.